This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As we look across the country, it's a mild day in Jerusalem with a slight chance of rain later. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies while Haifa experiences a gentle breeze. Evening temperatures are expected to stay warm, making it pleasant for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Walla reports that an Israeli civilian working for the IDF was killed during an operation in southern Lebanon. Also earlier this hour, JNS reports a defense ministry contractor was killed in a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon. His son was wounded as the group escalates its use of explosive UAVs. Also this hour, I-24 News confirms a Ministry of Defense contractor was killed in a drone attack during Israeli operations in South Lebanon. Separately, from earlier today, Steve Kerr, NBA coach for the Golden State Warriors, criticized Israel in an interview. He claimed Israel sought revenge for October 7th, resulting in 72,000 Palestinian deaths, according to Forward. And finally, in earlier reporting, Axios reveals former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal presents a political challenge for Netanyahu, but could aid in peace talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noah Majid shared just minutes ago about Mayan Moore, who was brutally murdered by Hamas on October 7. She urges remembrance. Meanwhile, Amit Tomer posted that Yair Shalom, a figure in a recent investigation, has been employed in the state service without fulfilling duties. Not for the first time. From X, the latest. Israel in Houston posted earlier today a statement from the Consulate General of Israel to the Southwest. It addresses recent anti-Semitic incidents. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. Reports from Walla indicate that an Israeli civilian working on behalf of the IDF died during operations in the region. The incident underscores the ongoing tensions and the risks faced by those involved in military efforts. For local communities, the violence poses a constant threat to safety, turning to the drone strike reported by JNS. The attack by Hezbollah not only claimed the life of a defense ministry contractor, but also injured his son. This escalation highlights Hezbollah's growing reliance on drone technology. For Israeli military operations, it presents a significant tactical challenge. Meanwhile, Steve Kerr's comments, as reported by Forward, have stirred controversy. His claims about Israel's actions following October 7 have sparked debate. The comments may influence public opinion and diplomatic relations, particularly in sports communities. On the diplomatic front, Axios reports on Trump's ceasefire announcement. The proposal seeks to ease tensions between Israel and Lebanon. If successful, it might pave the way for broader peace negotiations involving Iran. However, it presents a delicate political situation for Israeli leadership. Turning to business and markets. First, from Walla Business, crowdfunding for the Yamano family has reached 1.5 million shekels. This follows a shocking murder in Petah Tikva, showcasing the community's swift response. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Band has launched with $17 million in funding. The Israeli startup aims to connect AI agents backed by prominent venture firms. And finally, C-Tech highlights a shift in the tech industry. The AI boom is moving investments from software applications to the hardware that powers them. This trend could reshape the landscape for Israeli tech companies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.